And now, the first of a new series of murder mysteries, with David Threlfall as Paolo Baldi, in Baldi.
How's your rain ships doing there, Johnny?
Almost ready, Liam.
Hey! Monica! Ali! What are you doing up there? What's up, Jen?
That messer you call your other son. He started us in. And what did he do then, huh? He starts making things, that's all.
I made for a grapper, and I wasn't feeling.
Rage! If your mama was alive, it would break her heart to see brothers fight like this.
Mama kept this stronzo out of the house. You brought him back in.
He's your brother. Now what is done, is done.
Come on, Ali. Don't let him spoil the evening for us.
Any chance of me raining ships, Sergio?
Oh, sorry, Liam.
I forgot, please, the text for next week is Harness Aristotle and the Language of the Phenomenal. Okay, thank you.
Dr. Baldi.
Oh, Professor Graham.
May I have a word?
A word from the Dean. I'm honoured.
As you should be, Dr. Baldi. Now, I've had a rather peculiar request from the Gardaí.
Good Lord.
Oh, no. They don't want to arrest you, Dr. Baldi, for your views on Heidegger or anything like that. No, it seems that they would like you to assist them with an investigation. A Detective Inspector Mahon called.
Ah. Sorry, I don't know who that is.
I trust it won't distract from your valuable work. Second year philosophy is a sweeping canvas.
Yeah, well, still, assist them with an investigation. It has a ring to it, hasn't it?
Dr. Baldi, thank you for coming.
Detective Inspector Mahon?
You're expecting the big Scotland fella, right? The Gardaí have emerged blinking into the 90s, Dr. Baldi. So a woman can rise to the dizzy heights of Detective Inspector. You're a professor of philosophy yourself, I believe.
Well, a junior lecturer, I'm afraid. Dr. Graham likes to make things sound important.
Oh, well. Take a seat.
Thank you.
Let me fill you in on this thing.
Right.
You know Parletti's?
On Woodbine Road, the chippy.
That one. Old Parletti Gianni was attacked and robbed last night.
Oh, that's terrible. Poor old chap.
The chipper is actually run by his son and daughter-in-law. Mm-hmm. But Monday's their night off and Gianni takes over.
Right.
When his son came home, he found his father lying on the floor.
Was he badly hurt?
Unconscious. Got hit from behind. He's recovering, though. Mm.
And is there a suspect?
There's an arrest. A young local fella, Darren Todd, well known to us and to them. Gianni's son rang us and we picked him up two streets away, still carrying the weapon and cash from the till.
Oh. What did he hit Mr. Parletti with?
A snooker cue.
Oh, does he play snooker?
This kid? No. He says he found the cue lying beside the old man. We presume he stole it, though we're not sure where just yet. Mm. There's loads of snooker clubs around.
Oh. It sounds as if you have it under control.
Yeah, we have.
Oh.
Sorry, I should have made it clear. What we want you to do... You see, the old man lapses into Italian when he gets upset.
Oh, you want me to translate? Yes, of course.
What do you think we wanted you to do? Solve the crime?
No, this is stupid of me. I had a notion, you know Umberto Eco?
The name of the rose, that's fine.
Yes, but there are lots of other things as well, you know. Professor Eco is a semioticist.
What's that when it's at home?
Well, it's a big word for science. It's a fascinating branch of philosophy, actually. Well, I'm a sort of amateur semioticist.
Well, Dr. Baldi, there are signs here, but they all point one way. You're welcome to observe, of course, but really, what we want you to do is translate.
Translate, yes.
Mr. Parletti.
Another policeman.
No, Mr. Parletti. This gentleman isn't a policeman or a priest. Dr. Baldi is a professor. He's Italian.
Ah, beh. Da dove?
La famiglia viene dall'Aquila.
Ah, Abruzzese. Molto feroce.
Dr. Baldi is going to translate, or at least that was the idea.
Translate? Harry 50 years here. Parlo inglese perfettamente.
Of course, Mr. Parletti. Now, would you mind telling us what happened?
I already told you.
You lapsed. You began to speak Italian, Mr. Parletti, when you became angry.
Okay.
one more time, okay? I was working in the shop. I come out to the front to lock up, and this guy hits me.
You saw him? Sorry, Inspector.
Did you see your attacker?
How could I see him? I was leaning in his room, so he hit me from behind.
Then how did you... Sorry, Inspector. How did he know who it was?
His son arrived in, like, moments later and called us. Isn't that right, Mr. Parletti? Your son came in.
Oh, mia figlia.
Alessandro. Ali. Wants the shop.
Tutti risparmi. Tutti risparmi.
He's very upset. How much money was taken?
About £70. Basically, the night's takings.
He used to eat the word risparmi. It normally means savings.
The boy definitely wasn't carrying savings. Unless Mr. Parletti here was very improvident.
Gianni, what do you mean when you say risparmi? Did the thief take your savings?
No, non risparmi. Soldi. A sacco di soldi.
Not savings, money. He just used the wrong word.
Now, what about a boy? What about him?
Well, you said he never attacked anyone before.
Not that we know of.
So there's a discontinuity.
Dr. Baldi, there's always a first blow, okay? And we caught him red-handed right after the attack. If you don't mind, I'd like you to translate for us. Nothing more.
I forgot.
I'm sorry. It sounded a bit...
bossy.
Bossy cow. You'll have to forgive me. Now, the superintendent from hell on my back. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate your help. Would you be willing to translate for Gianni again if we need it?
Of course, I'd be delighted, Inspector.
Tina. It's shorter than Inspector.
Of course, Tina. Short for Martina.
Yes.
Paolo. Short for Paolo.
Hello. Can I help you?
No, yes, I was here a moment ago. Dr. Baldi.
Gerard Hayden, Mr. Parletti's solicitor.
Oh, hi.
Terrible thing, this.
Yes, terrible.
How's he coming along?
He seems fine.
He's not that kind of doctor.
What did you say, Gianni?
I'm not a medical doctor. I'm one of the useless kind. Philosophy.
Ah, I see. What's a PhD doing here? Are you a friend?
He's from the Abruzzi. I don't trust anyone from the Abruzzi.
I came back to ask Mr. Parletti here about a word he used. Risparmi.
Hey, what does it matter? Risparmi, soldi. My life is ruined. My son's life is ruined. Either way.
Oh, well, there's my answer. I'd better be going there.
Fine. He has stuff to sign.
Oh, what's that?
Dr. Baldi, with respect, I'm not sure that's any
business. Sorry, I meant, what time is it?
It's 10 to 12.
Oh, well, I'm late. But, arrivederci. It's all right, I don't want chips. I wondered if I might talk to you about the robbery. Hello, Alessandro Paletti.
Gardi?
No, I'm helping your father. Traduccio io.
Da dove vieni?
Dagli Abruzzi.
Siamo napoletano, eh? Huh? Entra.
Yeah.
Monica, this is...
Paolo Baldi. Piacere.
Monica is an Italian.
Oh, then... Hello.
Hello.
Could I ask you about... you, Ali, about the night of the attack?
This is the 50th time.
Still,
we went out, we came home.
Where did you go?
The Oasis. Monica had a drink with her girlfriends. I watched the football.
You came home together?
Yeah, we came home early.
Why?
Because I didn't...
Well, because she was worried about the old man. It always is. This place gets rough late on.
And you found your father?
On the floor behind the counter. The door was open. And the till was wrapped.
Right. How much was taken?
Well, that's it.
Money from the till. 60, 70 quid.
Yeah, that's all. No savings. Mm-hmm.
Savings? Look, Signore Baldi. No, it's all right, forget it.
Say, Darren?
Who wants to know?
I want to talk to you about Gianni Paletti.
Look, I never hit him, okay?
Well, the police think you did.
The rose would think the earth is flat.
I know. So what happened?
I was floating around, twisting stuff. Found a chip or door open. The old fellow was lying on the floor. I thought he was drunk, so...
So?
I done what anybody would do. I took the money from the till and legged it.
Well, you didn't hit the old man.
I never touched him. I didn't even know he was hurt.
So if you didn't hit him, why were you wandering around with the billiard cue?
I found her in there. And I held on to it myself.
Well, you expect me to believe that?
All right there, Paz.
Hello. Can I ask you something?
Depends. My Costa.
Do you have a customer called Paletti?
What's Paletti we talking about here?
The guy from the chipper.
Ali? Yeah. He comes in here with his missus of a Monday. Nice quiet fella. Not like the other mad client, Remigio.
Remigio?
Ah, you don't know about Remigio, so... Well, there's two Paletti's. Brothers.
Are there now?
Different as chalk and cheese. Remigio's a real black sheep. Gambling, boredom.
Snooker?
Nothing wrong with snooker, pal, but yeah, a lot of that.
Is he around at the moment?
Yeah, worse luck. Came back from England about 4 months ago for his ma's funeral. Broke his ma's heart, but the old man still loved him. Still does.
This is Paletti. Monica.
You're back?
Yeah, is Ali around?
He's gone up to the hospital. His dad had a bad night.
Oh.
You want to ask him something, right?
Well, yes. He didn't tell me he had a brother. Would you have any idea where that was?
Don't know. Maybe he thought you knew. Remigio isn't exactly what you call a secret.
No, and, well, can I ask, do he and Ali get on?
Get on? Listen, Ali works like a dog. Remigio never did a hand's turn. Then he goes off, acts the maga in England. He comes back after his mother dies, and the old man welcomes him back with open arms.
It kind of answers my question.
There's something else you should know. We didn't come home early because we were worried about it being rough around here. We came back because I was worried about Remigio, because he was here.
Ah.
Last time you were here, you asked about savings. Well, I don't know how you coughed on, but you were right. Dead on. The money that was stolen wasn't just from the till. It was savings. Money that was stashed away. What?
Nothing. Sorry, go on, please.
Savings, right? Hidden. So whoever took them had to know where they were.
Right.
And there's another thing. Remigio is a pool player. Pool players use cues.
Mrs. Paletti, have you told the police this stuff?
Omerta. The code of bleeding silence. Closing ranks. There isn't a hope in hell of the Gardaí getting told anything around here anyway. But even if there was, Gianni wouldn't turn in Remigio and that's that. How are you?
How are you? Dr. Valdi.
Hello, hello. How is your father?
He's got blood poisoning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's asking about Remigio.
Waste. What's he asking?
If you and Remigio get on.
Oh, sure, yeah. Oh, certainly. I love him. He loves me. Sure, we're a happy family.
Another tomato, Father Valdi? Tell me, Dory.
You're just as Ireland is... home of the fry.
Oh, it's our crowning glory, Father Baldy, the Irish fry. My husband, Mr. Reed, swore by it before his heart attack. Oh, that tall man phoned for you again. Troy.
Did he leave a message?
No, no message. Perhaps he's going to call on you again. Unexpectedly. He's very masterful, isn't he? With that hair and all. I do love a touch of grey at the temples. Oh, what time will you be going to the university, Father Baldy?
10 o'clock, Mrs. Reed, as usual.
Mm-hmm. I still don't see what you're getting at. We know about Remigio Paletti. There's no reason to connect him to this incident.
Remigio was up at the house that night. That's what I'm getting at. There was a row. People heard it.
Yes, we know that. But people also saw Remigio leave at least an hour before the attack. We may not be bright, Dr. Baldy, but we can gather basic information. And the tall boy had been there earlier. Did you know that?
Well, no, but that proves nothing. It's a chippy. Most of the neighbourhood comes in there.
It's Remigio's family home, so his being there proves even less. Brothers and sisters sometimes don't agree, but we can't arrest them for visiting.
Don't agree. Ali and Remigio loathe one another.
And what, you want us to arrest Remigio on that basis?
No, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is that the simple agenda is not the only one here.
Well, that's your opinion. We believe... Well... Superintendent Rin believes that the simple agenda works. Suspect arrested red-handed, money returned, family happy, crime solved.
Well, Yes, except the family isn't happy and the crime isn't solved.
Dr. Baldy, isn't there a thing in philosophy called Occam's Razor, which says the most likely explanation is probably the correct one?
Well, I'm impressed. I still think you should take it further, though.
And I prefer you didn't.
You're expressing, Doc.
No, thank you, Sean.
This babe in uniform you've been seen hanging around with, is she investigating you or vice versa?
I'm helping her with a case.
Oh, seriously, Doc?
Translating?
Is it on the north side, like?
Italian, chip shop thing.
Oh, I read about that poor old geezer. He was hit on the head.
Indeed he was. Which reminds me, would you stand up for a second, Sean, and turn round, please?
Okay.
I like that.
This is a public place, Doc.
Oh, Doc, that was close. What are we doing here?
I'm just checking something out. Right, thank you, Sean. You've been a great help.
Of course, you've worked out what I was doing.
Oh, give us a clue, Doc.
We're checking which side the owl fellow was attacked from, right?
Well, left. But, no, you're correct, Bree. That's exactly what I was doing. And whoever hit Gianni had to be left-handed. Now, since you're so clever, I don't suppose I could borrow you for an hour.
Sure, yeah. Borrow away.
Well, good girl, Brida. Scoot first and ask questions later.
So, what are we looking for here, Doc?
I don't know, Brida, to tell you the truth. I'm still getting a handle on this. Do you like Patrick Kavanagh?
Raglan Road, that's pretty much all I know.
Do you know what he said about the Trojan War?
No.
He said, then Homer's ghost came whispering to my ear. I made the Iliad from such a local row.
Great line.
Yes, from such a local row. See, I have a sense that what we have here is more than a squabble at the door of a chippy. A lot more. This thing is it has a history, a name, a former life. But I don't know what it is, yet.
And will you find it here?
Oh, I doubt it, Breeder. This is just a reality check. Shall we, call me?
Yeah.
Oh, that must be him over there. He looks just like Ali.
He looks tough. His friend looks even tougher.
See you, old pal.
Oh, Remigio.
What about it?
I'm a friend of your father's, Paolo Baldi.
Don't know you. You a priest?
You look like a priest.
How is the old guy today?
Didn't Ali tell you?
No, what?
He's got septicemia. Blood poisoning.
Thank you, Ali. Get word to Remigio right away. Is it serious, this septicemia?
Well, yes, it can be.
I better go and see him tonight.
You saw him the night he was attacked?
Yeah, I left. Then some little pup attacked him. I wish I'd stayed.
He was hit with a cue. Like that one.
Dr. Baldy? Our taxi will be here.
Are you suggesting something here, Dr. Baldy?
Your turn, Ram. I'm Mr. Siller. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. This guy's getting on my case about me father.
Yeah? What's he on about?
It's okay, Auntie. I respect the old man, my friend. I would never do anything to hurt him.
Is he after listening to Ali and that slag Monica? Are you? Well, let me put you straight, pal. Remigio was nowhere near the shop when Gianni got hammered, okay? Okay?
Certainly, that's okay with us. 100%.
Well, get lost, though. Come on, then.
Jeez, I need a drink. Barman, you nearly got a gig there. Oh, young fella.
What?
Give us two brandies, will you?
Ah. Listen, pal, I don't know what your game is, but keep out of this, do you know what I mean?
Oh, make them doubles, will you? Like a good young fella. Come over here to me, Remigio. When did you stop beating your father, Remigio? What are you like? Doc!
Look at him play.
I will not. He'll come over here and burst us.
No, look. What do you see?
Oh, he's a good shot.
Look again.
He's left-handed. Oh, my God. That means he did it. Oh, my God. Out of here this second.
It means he could have done it, Breeder. But does that mean his father thinks he did it?
Hey, are you still here?
I need to talk to Gianni tonight, I think. Meantime, we've
got out of here this second. I'm sorry, sir. You can't go in there.
Oh, well, I just wanted to ask Gianni one thing.
I'm afraid Gianni's not well. Not well at all.
Oh, good Lord. How did it get to be so serious?
Post-trauma septicemia can be very dangerous and terribly swift. The doctors are doing all that they can.
Oh, my poor friend. Did he ask for a priest?
He's had the priest.
Oh, well then. Oh, good night, nurse. Nothing more to be done. Good night, old fellow. I leave it at you.
Papa. How are you? Papa, can you hear me?
Let me reach. Ali, come close.
We're here, Papa.
Ali, figlio mio. Forgive your brother, Remigio. Don't fight no more when I go.
Don't go, Papa. Papa?
Ali. He's dead.
Ali. Aretello.
Don't touch me, you lion. You killed him.
No, Ali, no. Don't say that to me. I loved him.
Who knew what the Ravens were, huh? Only you.
Oh, Papa. Papa.
I don't know how you could act sorry after what you've done. But I won't shield you any longer, Remigio. Not one second more.
Prayed for him last night. Today I'm scouring the heavens for a sign.
Have you found one?
You know, I think I may have. Here, the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15. But you came here to ask me something, right?
Yes. The word old Mr. Perletti used, Risperiami. It definitely wouldn't be used for cash in the tail.
Definitely not.
Superintendent Wayne wanted me to double-check.
Ah. Something happened.
You could say that, all right. Ali Parletti just came into the station and made a statement. He tells us that savings were taken on the night, and that only one other person knew where they were. Remigio Parletti. So, I owe you an apology. You were right all along. The simple agenda was not the only one.
Well, don't quote me on that, Inspector.
Tina. So, you've helped to solve our case. For which, thank you. Ironically, and sadly for me, Gianni's death means we won't be, you know, needing your services anymore. Oh.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Thank you again. And I better be off.
Oh.
Goodbye, Dr. Baldy.
Goodbye, Dina.
So, is Remigio Paletti around?
Just out again. No, he's not here.
Oh, I wonder, do you know where he lives?
The Bridewell Garda station, I'd say, at the moment. He's after being arrested.
Oh.
The Rossers busted in here and took him away. On a break of 117. Oh, he wasn't a bit pleased.
He's a very quiet Father Baldy. Subdued. You're getting as bad as Mr. Hamilton here. Isn't that right, Mr. Hamilton? He's getting as bad as you. Would you like another piece, Father Baldy?
No, thank you, Mrs. Reed. No, if that's the fatted calf, then...
Fatted calf? Oh, no, this isn't veal, Father Baldy. Veal's very cruel, the way they treat them calves. No, no, it's lamb.
Dunderhead.
Father Baldy!
No, Mrs. Reed, I didn't mean you. Excuse me. Something's been staring me in the face.
Isn't Mr. Hamilton
Hamilton here?
No, not Mr. Hamilton. My sign, Mrs. Reed. I think I know what it means.
Can I help you?
Mr. O'Hagan.
Junior, senior?
Not certain. Oh, that's him. Mr. O'Hagan?
Yes?
We met at old Mr. Paoletti's bedside.
Ah, so we did. You're the doctor, right?
Yes, Paolo Baldi. Can I...
terrible thing, this, huh? Mm. Turned out to be his deathbed.
Well, that's it, Mr. O'Hagan. That time I burst in, was Remigio Paoletti being written out of his father's will?
Look, Dr. Baldi, I can't tell you that, really.
No, well, it may help an innocent man.
Remigio?
Yes.
You think he didn't do it?
He didn't do it. Hmm? Now, can I take it that I'm right? About the will? Thank you. Excuse me, I have to run. Hello, I'm looking for Inspector Mahon.
And who might you be?
I'm Dr. Paolo Baldi.
Ah, the man with the fluent Italian. Thanks for your help, sir. I'm Superintendent Rin. Look, I'll get someone to help you now.
This Paoletti thing.
Tragic. Took a turn for the worse and bang, dead in 10 minutes. But I think justice will be done.
Well, I doubt it. You've arrested Remigio.
Who told you that?
Well, I was up at the snooker hall.
He's helping us with our inquiries, yes?
Yes, but he won't be much help. He didn't do it.
Well, if he didn't, we found the savings in his flat, all present and correct.
Ah. Well, have you considered that they might have been put there?
Considered it? I know they were put there.
Oh, well, in that case...
They were put there by Remigio Paoletti. Now, thank you once again for your help, Dr. Baldi.
Baldi, yeah.
And the case is closed. Yeah, perhaps we'll see you at the funeral.
Can I ask you something, Mrs. Reed?
Anything, Father Baldi.
Are you familiar with the story of the prodigal son?
The mad sinner that comes back and gets the fat of town.
The very one.
Uh-huh.
Now, Mrs. Reed, think carefully. What was his name?
I don't think he had a name, Father Baldi. He was just the prodigal son.
Very good, Mrs. Reed. And the good son?
I don't think he had a name either, Father Baldi.
Right again. Now, Mrs. Reed, the jackpot question. What was the name of the good son's wife?
It's a trick question, isn't it?
It is indeed, Mrs. Reed, a trick question. Well done. Please, excuse me, I have to go.
But aren't you waiting for the answer, Father Baldi? Will I put your chop by for you? Italians. Ah, that's tea.
Ali's up at the undertaker's. But there's a post-mortem and we have to earn a living. So, frying tonight.
Of course, it's a terrible tragedy.
Tragedy? Is that the Bee Gees we're talking about here? This was murder, Dr. Baldi.
You still believe Remigio did it? Mrs. Paoletti, Monica, you believe?
Yeah. Hmm. I'd have to find the savings up in this flat. Here you are, Dr. Baldi.
Thank you. I'm sorry about all this. How much do I owe you?
On the house, Dr. Baldi. Thank you for taking an interest.
Oh. Well, Monica, could you put some extra salt on those for me?
Sure.
See, I like salt. They're not too much. Thank you. Bad for the heart. Thank you. Good night. Very interesting.
Still on the case, pal?
Yes, I have a question.
Fire away.
Where is the TV?
Upstairs, the big lounge. We open about 7, earlier if there's a game.
Like Monday?
Yeah, Monday's a big game night.
Cool. Thank you.
That's it? That's it?
Oh, actually, there's one more thing you can help me with.
Hey, pal. I've seen you in there. You looking for the Magio?
I'm not sitting up.
He's up again and lifted.
I know.
Do you now? Well, what I want to know, pal, is this. Had you got anything to do with it?
No, nothing.
Nothing? Did you not? Then no. What the hell are you doing snooping round?
I'm actually working on his behalf. Look, you see this watch?
Here, so is that. Now, there's your watch. Do you know what? I take it out by stopping. You poxy ratchet.
Oh, Christ, switch. Oh, Father Troy. Good God, man, don't do that.
Father Baldy? What on earth have you done to your face?
Oh, I got into a fight with someone about a thing. Call me plain Powell, though, please.
So Mrs. Reed was right in what she said?
Oh, what did she say? Where is she?
She went to bed. Tired of staying up waiting for you. She says your life has become increasingly irregular.
Oh, sometimes miss me tea, if that's what you mean.
And Father Liston says you're not a frequent visitor to his confessional.
At the moment, I have nothing to confess. I often wish I had. Now, I have a black eye which hurts like the blazes. I'm looking for something to put on it. I'm very tired. Can we hold the Inquisition till another time?
It's not an Inquisition. I came to remind you about the Easter retreat. You'll come, of course. You could do with a withdrawal from the world by the looks of things.
You could be right there, Delatore.
Good. April the 14th. I'll be off, so.
Would you like a cup of...
No, thank you. Before. Mrs. Reed was generous with sea cake earlier. Yeah. Much earlier. You're a sabbatical, Father Baldy, from your ministry. You're still adamant about...
I need time, Delatore, and space to see what God wants from me.
I know very well what he wants from you. But we won't go into that now.
I think that's a sensible decision.
Good night, then, Father Baldy.
It's not Father Paolo. Never mind.
Hello. Paolo. What a coincidence. I was just about to come and see you.
Huh? About what?
We reviewed this thing last night, Superin and myself. The case against Remigio seems overwhelming, open and shut. His only alibi is a petty thief called Anto Nolan.
Oh, that's what we've met.
What a shiner.
Hmm.
Did he do that to you?
Yes, I would have fought back, but I'm a pacifist in theory and a coward in practice.
But that's an assault.
Well, I don't wish to press charges now, Tina. Look, tell me, why were you about to call on me if the case is open and shut?
Because of something Rin said in the course of our review.
Oh. And that was?
Rin told me you think we've got the wrong man.
I didn't think it mattered to Rin what I thought.
It matters to me. I was wrong about the boy. I want to hear what you're saying now, particularly why you've changed your mind about Remigio.
No, I haven't changed my mind. I never said that Remigio did it.
You did?
I said the boy didn't do it, and Remigio might have. See, quite soon afterwards, I realised I was wrong. Remember the chapel when I said I'd found a sign? Luke 15?
I don't know Luke 15, Dr.
Oh, you do. It's the prodigal son story. You know, Gianni is the father, Ali is the son, the dutiful son, Remigio is the prodigal who returns and, you know, gets what?
The fatted calf.
Exactly. And in this case, the fatted calf is an inheritance. Because old Mr. Paletti put Remigio back in the will after his mother died.
How do you know that?
Because I was there when he changed it back. Although I only realised that today.
Gianni changed the will.
He disinherited Remigio right after he was attacked. See, to be fair to him, everything pointed to Remigio.
To be fair to me, it still does.
Well, fair enough. But I looked again at my parable, and I saw something very clearly. When he's reinstated, the prodigal son doesn't beat up the father, does he? To me, that seemed to indicate that someone else had done this. Someone who wanted Remigio, the prodigal son, written out of his reward. Which just happened to be half of everything Ali had worked like a dog for. The same person planted the savings, the risparmi, in Remigio's flat.
You're talking about a set-up here, aren't you?
Yes.
It's a nice parable and a nice theory, but that's all it is, Paolo. A theory. Well, have you any proof, any evidence?
Yes, yes, but I need you to be there.
Where?
The chippy. Just come. If I'm wrong here, I'll go into Rin's office and hand myself in for obstruction of common sense, OK?
If you're wrong here, Rin will be too busy hanging me to bother with you. But OK, lead on.
Sorry for lagging. I had to call someone. Did you ring?
Yeah, twice.
Oh, there you go. Someone's coming. Hello, can we come in?
Yeah. Inspector?
Mr. Barletti? Monica?
Hello. I'm so sorry about your father.
Yeah. Well, at least that hypocrite Remigio got what he deserved.
Well, he didn't deserve it, Ali, because he didn't do it. He was set up.
Set up? What do you want about?
Well, look, just check out what happened, Ali. Someone came in and struck your father a blow on the head, right? Just a tap, nothing serious, though, of course, in the end, it proved fatal. Now, this someone took the savings and left a snooker cue beside the body of your father. And why? To frame Remigio. It almost worked, too. If the boy hadn't been sniffing around and disturbed the carefully arranged tableau, it would have all been fine. In fact, it worked in part. Remigio did get written out of the will.
That was my father's decision. I didn't make him do that.
Yes, but the boy had ruined the best bit. The bit that, you know, end up with Remigio in jail. And when I came along, there was a second chance to frame Remigio, so I was pointed in the right direction.
I didn't point you in any direction. You've got a nerve saying that I would hit the old man on the head.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Stupid. Look, I have a perfect alibi. I was in the Oasis all night. You could have checked it out easily if you weren't so stupid.
And not only that, he's right-handed anyway, so he couldn't have done it. End of story.
Superintendent Wren.
Yes, you seem to have lost the run of yourself here, my Italian friend. And as for you, ma'am.
Dr. Baldi had some, new evidence. I felt we should...
New evidence? The blow was left-handed. Mr. Perletti here is right-handed. Am I right?
You're dead right, pal.
So, Mr. Perletti didn't do it. And I'm calling this little inquisition to a close.
Tony!
Where do you think you're going, Baldi?
There you are. Crikey, you're just in time. Now, Tony here is the barman at the Oasis.
I know, Tony. What the hell has he got to do with this? Oh, maybe you're going to tell us that Tony hit me, father.
No, Tony. Tell us where Ali was on the night of the assault.
Why are you asking him? I was watching the match in the bar.
That's right, he was.
And he was there the whole night?
Yeah, you're making a fool of yourself, Baldi. Look, I don't have time to listen to this.
And this lady, Monica.
Monica was there all night.
You couldn't see her from the TV bar, Ali. I checked.
Monica left the bar, okay.
When?
About midnight.
For how long?
About a quarter of an hour. But she came back.
And then?
She went upstairs to collect Ali to bring him home.
Monica, no, please. Where do you think she went in that quarter of an hour?
Maybe outside for some fresh air. I don't know.
Well, let me suggest where she went, Tony. How long did it take you to walk here from the Oasis?
About 5 minutes.
4 minutes and 33 seconds is what my watch said. That's 9.5 minutes for the return journey. It's quite long enough to go to the chippy, hit Gianni Paletti over the head, arrange a little tableau, and get back to the Oasis to bring Ali home. Except that the setup have gone all wrong in the meantime.
Don't talk to me like that!
It's true. Every word.
No.
I didn't mean to kill him. I swear. But I couldn't stand there and watch Remigio take what was ours. What we slaved for together. Letting them walk all over us. I couldn't. I just couldn't.
Well done, Dr. Baldi.
Sherlock Holmes, eh?
Wish I'd been able to talk to my teacher like that.
Oh, I can't stop them. Moral authority of an aardvark.
Why did you keep going? Past Remigio, like?
There's two reasons. First, the prodigal son doesn't beat up the father, like I said before. But then, there was an even bigger deviation from the original.
Monica.
Right. The prodigal son story doesn't have a Monica, a vengeful wife. And who knows how it would have ended if it had.
Maybe like this?
Maybe. See, Ali behaved like the good son in the parable. He sulked at it, but he accepted it. But Monica was not going to accept the new state of affairs so easily. Not that she wanted to commit murder, no, far from it. She just wanted Gianni to cut Remigio out of the will. She was appalled when the septicemia cut in.
How did you find out she was left-handed?
I got her to pour salt on me chips. I felt a little guilty. She wouldn't accept payment. She just thanked me for taking an interest.
Don't feel guilty. She was using you.
Yes, she was. To point at Remigio. Well, the joker in the pack for me was that Ali was genuinely unaware of what his wife was up to. He would never have allowed it. He wouldn't even shop Remigio till his father died. The good son, you see.
What would you have done if she hadn't cracked?
Well, felt foolish. Very foolish. But, well, I could see that she was likely to tell the truth after Gianni died.
Well, I'm gobsmacked. It's either beginner's luck on a massive scale or...
Well, thank you.
I'll have to seriously rethink my approach to detection.
Semiotics is detection. It just musters the facts differently.
Thought you might say that.
Detection climbs to the truth by building a tower of facts with stairs and banisters. Semiotics just builds a heap, a mound, and then, leaps sideways off the top. Of course, that's the metaphor. But then this life is a metaphor. Could I buy you a coffee in the buttery?
Love one, Dr. Baldi.
Paolo, now, Paolo.
Paolo. You know, Paolo, the prodigal son story has always seemed to me to be a complete crock in terms of natural justice.
Well, it's not about natural justice, Tina. It's about divine forgiveness. The prodigal son is at the heart of a very vexing relationship between a simple God and his utterly perplexing creation, man.
The prodigal son, the chapel at lunchtime, divine forgiveness. You're not by any chance the next priest, Dr. Baldi.
No, I'm Paolo. And no, one thing I can swear to, Tina, I'm not an ex-priest.
In Prodigal Son by Barry Devlin, the part of Paolo Baldi was played by David Threlfall, and Tina by Tina Kelleher. Father Troy by T.P. McKenna, Dr. Graham, Gerard McSorley, Superintendent Rin, Owen Rowe, and Mrs. Reed by Margaret Darcy. Gianni was played by Paolo Tullio, Ali, Simon Delaney, Monica, Aoife McMorrow-Kavanagh, Remigio, Damien McAdam, Anto, Aina McLeam, and Tony the Barman by Frankie McCafferty. Breeda was played by Anne Byrne. Collett, Charlie Bonner. Tolan, Mark Bereen. O'Hagan, Mark Lambert. Darren Todd, Lawrence Kinlan. Liam, Paul Rowe. And O'Hagan's secretary by Nicola Duffy. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Baldi was created by Barry Devlin for Sarah Lawson Productions and was developed and produced by BBC Northern Ireland. Baldi was directed in Belfast by Lawrence Jackson.